Vodoma ha korbin. Like when do we say it's mutter if you say ho korbin? Ho, and then the word korbin. That means to say you only want to swill after the life of a korbin. But if you say ha korbin, then you talk and mean, then you mean the food should be just like a korbin. The mamai timer, chaye korbin koma. Because you say he means chaye korbin, it means for the life of the korbin, not to make the food also like a korbin. But if you say the word ha korbin, then it's as if he's saying, lehevei korban koma, that you want this food to become into a korban, means you want to be matpisid with an iser, so it has an iser neder on it. Now the Gemara says, the kash we had before, I, ketoni lekorban loyoch lecho, Rebbe Meyoiser. If you say la korban, loyoch lecho, what I'm not going to eat, should not be a korban, Rebbe Meyoiser says it's also. So the chur, why? Because you make from the negative, we see the positive. You're saying it should not be a korban what I don't want to eat. Mashma, what you do want to eat, you want it to be a korban. So the Gemara asks, I have a holestle in the Rabbi Meir, Mechla lav at the Shemayhein. Rabbi Meir does not hold from this klal of Mechla lav at the Shemayhein. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rababo, Nase koima la korban yehe. It's considered as if he said, no, the food should be a korban. Lefika, therefore lo yech lecho. Therefore I will not eat from it. Doesn't mean to say like it should not be a korban the food I don't want to eat. We're making a deal from the positive, from the negative, you see the positive, but rather it's considered directly that he's saying la korban means it should be a korban, and therefore I'm not going to eat from it. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf yud gimel amid veis, but it's top Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if somebody says to his friend, that he's making his mouth that he can't talk with his friend, Kainim, he's making with the Nisa Neder, that Pi Medaba, my mouth cannot talk, Imoch with you. Or else, Yodai Oisimoch, that my hands can't do anything for you. I'm making the Neder upon my hands, this will be the Maskon in the Gemara, that I'm making the Neder upon my hands, that my hands cannot do any work for you. Or else, Ragli Mahalechis Imoch, I'm making the Neder and Nisa Neder upon my feet, that my feet are not able to go with you. If a person says one of these three, L'shaynois, the locker is also, that the Easter, the Neder is Chal. In fact, it's also for you to either talk, or to walk, or to work for him. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. His Havmin of the Gemara is, that Koinim Pin Medaba means you only mean to Asa the speech, that you're not allowed to talk with your friend, or you're not allowed to walk with your friend, or you're not allowed to work with him. The question is, just talk or just walking, that's ain't by mamish, there's nothing here for the Yisra Neder to be chal upon. Like the Gemara asks, well, Reminu, I have a question, I'm going to throw you a question. It says, Choyne b'shvuas mibin adorim, there are certain halachas that a shvuah is more strict about a neder, uvin adorim b'shvuas, and certain halachas that the nedorim is more strict than the halachas of shvuas. Now, choyme b'nedorim, what's strict about nedorim? Sheha nedorim chalam ala mitzvah k'rishus. A neder is chal upon a mitzvah just like it is upon a rishus. So that means an issa neder could be chal upon something that there is a mitzvah for you to do it. Like l'moshul, let's say on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, you have to fast. Let's say you make bread, you make some food also to you to eat on Yom Kippur with a neder. So the locher is the neder is chal. And the svar is because nedorim is chal upon the chefetz, upon the object. And there's no isser on the object. The isser of Yom Kippur is that you are not allowed to eat, but not upon the object. So now if you make a neder that the food is also to you with a neder, the neder is chal even on something that's a mitzvah. Ma'ashein kein b'shvuas, but by a shvuah you can't do that. Like on Yom Kippur you can't make a shvuah that you're not going to eat today. Since there's a mitzvah for you not to eat anyway, the klal is ein shvuah chal al shvuah. V'choyne b'shvuas, and what is now something that a shvuah is more strict than a neder? Shehashvuah is chalas adav v'sheish by mamish v'shein by mamish. Because a shvuah could be chal whether it pertains to an object or whether it pertains to something that's not an object, that's ain't by mamish. And the svar is because a shvuah is upon you, upon the person. Like you're making a shvuah, let's say, that you cannot talk with your friend tomorrow. So even though speech is not something that's here, it's ain't by mamish, but since the iser is chal upon you and you're here, a shvuah is chal even if it's ain't by mamish. Ma'ashein kein b'nedorim, but by an iser neder it's not that way, because an iser neder has to be chal upon an object, and if you don't have an object here, the iser can't be chal. So you can't make a neder to say that you're not going to be able to talk tomorrow, because talking is not here. So why does our Mishnah say if you make a neder not to talk to your friend, you're not allowed to talk to him? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda, B'Omer. Like the Ran explains, Kolema means, this is what the Mishnah really means to say. In other words, if you say the words of the Mishnah, this is what the person really means. B'Omer, it's as if he said, Ya'asa pi lidiburi, that he's making the Yisra neder chal upon his mouth, that his mouth is not allowed to talk. Or else Yodi Lamasayim, he's making the Yisra neder chal upon his hands, that his hands can't do work for him. Or else Ragli Lehiluchan, I'm making an Yisra upon my feet, that my feet cannot walk with you. So therefore it's not called Ein Boi Mamish, but rather it's called Yesh Boi Mamish, or something here, the object is here, either your feet, your hands, or your mouth. Dekan Ami, there's a proof of this. Tiktoni, the Mishnah says, Pi Medabri Moch, it says an extra word, Pi. For Loikatoni, it doesn't just say, She'eni Medabri Moch, I'm not going to talk with you. So therefore the Mishnah's Mashmah clearly, Pi means he meant to ask that the Yisra Neder should be chal upon his mouth, that his mouth cannot talk. So therefore the Yisra Neder is chal here. Hadrin Alecho Kol Kinuye. Now the Mishnah says, V'eilu Mutarin. These are the Nedarim that you say that the Neder is not chal, it's mutter, the food does not become asa. First of all, somebody says, Chulin Sheikh Loch, that the food that I want to eat should be Chulin. So Gemara says, this is Pshit, of course it's mutter. He didn't say it with Lashon of Issa. Gemara says, Memela, since it wants to say cases that are mutter, it starts off with this simple case. Then it says, Kabosa Chazir. If somebody has food in front of him and says, this food should be asa to me like pig, the locher is its mutter. Or else, kavoidus kechovim, you want this food to be osa like an isa of avoidus kechovim, which is even osa bahano. Or else, kairus levuvin, you want this piece of meat in front of you to be osa like the skin of the heart, which means the goyim, they used to take a live animal and cut out the skin around its heart and then pull out its heart and give it to their avoidus zara. So this is called takruvais avoidus zara. This is the way they worshipped their Avodah Zorah. So if you have this skin that they worshipped the Avodah Zorah with, Takrubas Avodah Zorah is even more strict. Here the halacha is, it's Osa Banol Olam. A regular Avodah Zorah, if it belongs to a goy, is Yesh Levitel. If he breaks it, it becomes Mutar Banol. But Takrubas Avodah Zorah always remains Osa Banol. Then the Mishnah says, let's say somebody says his food should be Osa Tim, like in a veilus, kin a veilus, a trefais, it's also nothing doing. Rels Kishkotsum or Ramoshim. Now, the Nevelu Trefis is more stricter than the other ones because there's even an Issa Tumor involved. By a Nevelu, if you touch it, it's Metamiyu. Not only is there an Issa Achila, there's also an Issa Tumor. Shkotsum Ramoshim have a bigger Chumra that you don't need the size of a Kazayis. Even a small size of Chadosha also is Osir and is Metamiyu. Or else somebody says, Kitsev, you say that your food should be like one of these things, it's not Osir. And we'll soon see why. Who would then, if you say, Kachalas Aaron or Trumasoi, you want your food to be like an Issa Truma, or like an Issa of Chala, that it's also for Yisrael. Did it, the Locher is Mutter, then the Dorm is not Chal, and the Klal was seen in the Gemara, like we had before, because the Neder is only Chal when you want to make Hatzfosa in a Dover Hanadar, for Loi Bedover Osir. In the case of a Neder, when you want to say this food should be also like something else, that something else has to be also because of a dibur, because of a teh, because somebody said something to make it also. Like if you say your food should be like a korban. Why is a korban also? Because somebody spoke out and said his animal should be a korban. Or hegdish. Why is hegdish also? Because somebody was makdish and gave it over to hegdish. That's when you can make katfosa. But you can't make katfosa and say you want your bread to be also like a pig. Because the pig is not also because you said it, because of the dibur, but because the Torah said it. On something the terrorist said a dover also, you can't be matfis nidom. So that's why these cases in the Mishnah are all cases that it's a dover also. Therefore, the locher is if you say that your food should be like them, it's mutter. Now, ha'oimel yishter, somebody says to his wife, hareyat hareyat olai kima. Somebody says to his wife, he wants to make his wife, osset him, that he can't live with her. So he says, I want you to be like my mother. So really, this neder should not be chal. Because you're saying your wife should be like your mother. Now the reason why you're also with your mother is not because of your neder, but because the Torah said so. So really the neder should not be chal at all. But the Gemara says here, the Rabbanan made gzeira to an Amoritz, that says, Paischim like Pesach Mimokam Acher. He has to have a Hatoras Nadarim, he has to go to a Chochem, and the Chochem has to be matter his neder. And when the Chochem is matter, it means he looks for a Harot, or why you feel bad, it has to be Mimokam Acher from another place. In other words, you can't just say later and feel bad that it wasn't nice that I said that my wife should become also to me like my mother. In other words, it's not covered for your mother to talk that way. So if that's shicharata, that's no good. It has to be mimokamacha from another place. Not only that you don't feel bad about what your mother, but it has to be really you don't feel bad about this nether itself. And really, this is the Mishnah later on. We'll say that any charota, you can't make a charota that you say, like, if my father or mother would know about it, they wouldn't like it, therefore I wouldn't have made it. That's not enough. You have to have the charota in the nether itself. We'll see more about this later on. And the Mishnah explains, how come in this case, if a man says to his wife should be yoset him with a nether, like his mother, why do we say here, you have to have a taras nadorim, I lechur to dobro osur? We don't want to make it easy for people. In other words, the Ran explains that a lot of people, they get angry at their wives, and right away they make a neder that the wife should be yosa to them. Now true, if they only said that the wife should be yosa like something that's yosa midiraisa already, so the neder is not chal. But we have to be afraid, maybe one time he's going to say he wants his wife to be yosa to him like a korban or like hegdish. And then his wife would become osur to him. And then he would have to have hataras nadorim. So therefore, the rabbanim, to an amoris, they made gzera, since it's usual for him to make these type of nadorim, we're afraid that at all times we make him have hataras nadorim. Because we're afraid maybe one time he'll make a good neder, that his wife should be osur to him like a korban, and then the derisa will have to have hataras nadorim. So therefore, we'll make gzera all over, he always needs hataras nadorim whenever he wants to make his wife osur on himself. Now the Gemara says, Taima di yom achulim shoich lecho. That the Gemara is bothered by, what's the first case of the Mishnah? That if you say the food you want to eat should be chulim. Like the Chor pshita vada v'tzmuter. So the Havimin of the Gemara is that it's here for a diyuk. It's here to teach us that the opposite way it's also. The wa taima di yom, what's the reason why it's mutter? Because the person said, chulim shoich lecho. That what I will eat will be chulim. But let's say he said, La chulun shoich lecho, it should not be chulun what I want to eat. Mashma, what would that mean? That loy la chulun lehevei, it should not be like chulun, el a korban, but the food should be also to me like a korban. So that's what our Mishnah means to teach us. That if you say the word chulun, it's muta. But if you would have said la chulun, which means it should not be chulun, but rather you mean to say it should be a korban, it's also. So that's what our Mishnah means. So the Gemara says, Mani mas nis. And who does our Mishnah go like? E Rabbi Meir, if you want to say, goes according to Rabbi Meir, ho les le mechlal lavat shemayin. We know that Rabbi Meir